All aboard!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the only Total Trainwreck podcast. It is your second host, Zach. I was going to say your only host because I said only show, and then I was like,
"Wow, I'm not the only host.
That's not going to work."
He's kicking the ticket puncher out and taking over.
No, I'm not. I couldn't do the show by myself.
I'm the other host, Carrie.
This is at least a two-person show.
And I just got to say, well, we're not off to a good start here with our stream.
Oh my
goodness. I just got to say, you were here teaching the other day, and I noticed that the intro you give for this pod, for Total Trainwreck, for Coffee and KOs, is the same way you intro your online gym classes.
I don't know how else to, like, hey, everyone, how's it going? Like, the thing is,
boys and girls, welcome back to gym
class. See, the thing is, it's not like I'm teaching live. Like, if it's live students, I don't say that.
You don't?
No, I say, hey, everyone, how's it going? Yeah. Like, but I'm talking to myself recording these lessons, so it's very hard. How else are you supposed to intro it? And there's also no interaction with anyone else. There's no one to physically speak to.
I was there.
Hey, Carrie, how's it going? All the kids, who's Carrie?
I mean, the funny thing is, I walked in while you were doing one. You were like, my friend Carrie here is going to do this with us.
Yeah, I actually ended up deleting that video. That's the one I redid.
Well, yes, but because we'll tell everybody about that.
But no, yeah. So I'm actually going back to school on Monday. So this is the last week I'll be here teaching.
That's what you say.
No, I really am. So this
Are
is the
we
last.
Sure?
Yeah.
You sure nothing's gonna come up Monday
Nothing.
Morning and be like, guys, don't show up?
No.
They started the blasting and they accidentally blew up one of our buildings.
No.
Not coming back.
No, I will be back in school Monday. And so this is the last week I'm working here. Are you going to miss
it's
me?
Kind of depressing.
Is it depressing for you?
Well, yeah.
Why? You go to work anyway.
You're here all the time.
I know. I'm literally here on Monday, on Tuesday. Wednesday's an off day. Thursday. Not really Friday unless something comes up. And then Saturday. So 4 days out of the week, I'm here.
Yeah, the majority, it's just going to be, you're going to stick me with the now wife and Cassie. I'm fine with the now wife. I'm just kidding.
It's the perfect, I mean, this is the thing. It sucks that we're going back just because it's literally going to be for a month and a half. And then I'm going
back to
vacation. And then I'll be working probably more with you this summer than I actually did all year for teaching. So
100%. What's the point of going back for a month and a half? Because you
get the kids ready for next year.
Stupid. I mean, you said it's going to take them, you know, how long to get the kids acclimated. I mean, last year when you guys went back, it took like, a month before anybody was actually teaching because they didn't even have a schedule for the high school kids.
Yeah.
They were all over the
place.
Well,
so high school's not going back. It's only K-8. And it's only, so 65 kids go week one, 65 kids go week two. That's it. And then the week one kids, no, there's more than that. There's kids, some kids that are staying virtual.
Okay.
So then the week one kids would go then in week three and then week five. So
say, God, what is that? Like 20 kids a class?
Less than that.
10 kids a class?
65 total.
4 kids a class?
65 total from
three
K to
kids
eight.
A class?
It's gonna,
two kids a class?
It's gonna,
where do we draw the number at?
It's gonna be small. It's basically like a Kickstarter just to see how like next year would go had they need to be
doing the same schedule.
Yeah. So I mean I think that next year I think that we're gonna see a lot of this COVID stuff kinda start boiling, like kinda coming to an end over the summer. Do you think
we'll finally be able to go out in public without our masks?
I don't know. There's so many weird things going on. Like there's for instance, like a friend of ours, there was a instance where his job's giving two bonuses and the first one everyone gets, but the second one you only get if you get the vaccine. Like there's weird stuff like that. That's just
how can they even do that? Because there's certain stipulations for people who get the vaccine.
I know. I just,
what if you just can't get the vaccine?
That's... I don't know if the mask thing is going to end anytime soon, but I do think, like,
I'm sick of it.
Things are going to start going back to normal. I mean, today I was in Wawa and there was a guy, no mask. He's just,
nobody said anything.
Nope. I mean, cause you can't
really stay masked forever,
and you can't really, you don't know someone's background. Like, you cannot force people to wear a mask. There are people that physically cannot wear a mask because
they have no ears
or they have some sort of respiratory issue that does not allow them to breathe right without a mask. Yeah, or with a mask.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I really buy into that because I don't have the worst asthma, but like my asthma's not great, and I have trouble with, like, when I'm at work and wearing one of those masks with the, like, the canisters on them with those kind of filters. These little masks that we wear to go in and out of the grocery store, I can breathe perfectly fine. They don't really bother me.
I don't know. My aunt has really, really, yeah. My aunt has really bad asthma to that point.
Something like that.
I mean, I look at Hudson. Like, Hudson does not have the strongest, ability to breathe. And he wears it fine. I mean, he dies to take it off. Like, when we get outside, it's the first thing he rips off his face. But, I mean, if
what
he can do it...
What else can he rip off his face?
Yeah. So, you know, I think that most people could do it. But at the end of the day, you still can't force people to wear it. Like, if they literally, like... If someone says, you tell someone to wear a mask, and they say, I can't, I have a breathing issue. Well, you can't say, okay, well, no, you don't. Like,
yeah,
you don't know. So, you have to... It is what it is. I think that the mask thing, you know... It needs to, like, how are you going to build up your immune system? Like, this is what's going to happen is if they get rid of the masks, everyone's going to get sick. Because no one's been building up their immune system. That's why I bite my fingernails. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, I don't wash my hands after I poop.
That's a different type of bacteria. but no, I agree. Like, everyone's going to be excited about the no mask. And then everyone's going to get sick, and then it's just going to be a whole... There's going to be so much stuff that's going to happen over the next...
public doorknob licking going on.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the good old times.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, it's... Just drink your orange juice, everyone. Get that vitamin C.
Oh, that reminds me. I can't... So we had gotten a cocktail of pills you're supposed to take to...
Yeah, like $100 worth a person.
I haven't been taking them. And the one, like, I feel like I need to take the most...
Zinc?
Yeah. Like, to battle against COVID. I can't take it anymore because it gives me heartburn. It doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I know, but every time I take it, I just get this burning. Maybe I'm allergic to zinc.
Maybe you should have gotten the chewable ones.
I have no idea. But the last time I took it, I was literally having trouble. The now wife says people at the gym aren't wearing masks, but I think it's because they're vaccinated. Now they don't have to.
The whole vaccine thing is just wonky. It's just one of those things where, like...
I mean, if your kid is vaccinated against the measles and little Johnny down the road gets the measles, are you still going to let your kid go play with them?
Well, no. But this is my other point is, like, it kills me because, like, people will be like, well, I got the vaccine. They're still out, like, wearing masks and, like, oh, get away from me. Like, It didn't make any sense to me. For me, like, if you got the vaccine, like, why are you still wearing a mask, bro?
It's what you're supposed to do, man. Aunt Jenna says take the zinc with food.
Don't take the zinc.
Oh, don't take it. Sorry, dyslexia. Don't take zinc with food. The funny thing is, I didn't.
I do normally just take it when I first wake up. I have no issues.
Yeah. Don't take zinc. Well, I'm pretty...
Well, I'm confused. Don't take it with food, but don't take it on empty stomach. So we're just not supposed to have zinc at all?
It's like a couple pretzels, and then I take my zinc, or...
No empty stomach, but not with food. Alcohol?
Confused. But, yeah, I should really... And the funny thing is, we moved them out to the kitchen because they were in the linen closet in the bathroom, and it's just like... That's such... So inconvenient and just, like, out of the way.
You forget to take them.
Exactly.
I have them right next to the coffee pot in the morning, so I don't forget.
I'm still there. They're in the pantry.
It's and I still listen, forget. I am... what is it?
Oh, with food.
Oh, with food.
With food.
I mean, I haven't taken it with food, and I haven't had heartburn.
Maybe that's my trouble. Maybe I'll take... Well, maybe I'll have to have some pie after this, and then...
No, that's my pie. But I will say, vitamin C, it is a miracle worker. When I was when I was in school, so I never, knock on wood, never, ever, ever got sick growing up.
Screwed up now.
And I always would say to my mom, I feel like I never get sick. Like, I'd be in school, my friends would all get like the flu or get sick, and I'd never get sick. And my mom's like, well, yeah, because you drink orange. I would literally drink orange juice all day long. Like, that's really? All I would drink was orange juice.
Gets it from?
I don't know, maybe. But I would just drink orange juice nonstop. And my mom's like, that's probably why, because you just drink so much orange juice that you never get sick.
You're getting 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day.
Yeah. I mean, and right now with the pills, you get a
school?
Ton.
Did you ever miss school?
I only missed school when I didn't want to go. I never missed school for being sick. Okay. No. Like, very rarely. Like, I don't even remember. There might have been, like, one time that I was really sick that I missed school. Any other time, it was like, Mom, I don't feel like going to school today. Okay. And that'd be it.
You're so lucky.
Yeah. I mean, like,
I feel like I didn't get to do that till, like, senior year.
It was normally, like, you know, you'd have that day before, like, winter break. That was, like, a joke day.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Mom, like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to watch movies, like,
Stay home and play Madden.
And my mom would be like, well, yeah, but it's going to be so much fun. And I was like, it's not fun. It's literally, I got to get up early to go there and, like, sleep during, I'd rather just stay here and sleep. Mm-hmm. It's just no point. So finally, like, it was more like middle school when that finally started to happen. Because, like, elementary school, you do all the fun stuff when it, like, on those days, you know?
True,
like,
yeah, you make, like, hand turkeys. And
yeah, you do, like, that stuff I enjoyed. But, like, when you get older, you don't do anything. So for me, I was just like, well, let me just stay home. I can play video games. I can, you know, watch. I can sleep in. So, yeah, my mom was pretty lenient with that. Like, it was basically, like, as long as your grades are decent and you don't have anything to make up, which my grades were never great, but I never had any work to make up because I always did my work. She would be like, yeah, you could stay home. So my mom was pretty chill.
My sister says she faked being sick to stay home and watch Price is Right.
We just watched The Price is Right.
I know. And what did I say?
I don't know. I don't forget.
Something about, like, oh, it must be a sick day. Price is Right on. Now we're going to watch Mari after this.
Oh, yeah. That is true. I always forget.
Every sick day, Price is Right when you wake up, and then it's Mari and Jerry Springer for the
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Was that on at, like, 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock? It was. I remember that was the crappiest thing about, like, being home is that, like, you nothing can't watch TV. There's nothing on.
Nowadays, I feel like it's different.
Well, nowadays you have streaming Netflix, services and stuff. Yeah, back then.
No, we just had the boob tube.
Yeah. And
if you were lucky, you had satellite with 200 channels.
Oh, we had a good amount of channels. But, yeah, no, I just remember my mom watching just nonstop soap operas. I'd be like, how many times is this guy going to die and come back to life, man? Like,
I think at that point, I just went to sleep because what's the point? There's no...
I mean, it was typically video games for me. Like, but my mom would say, like, if you're too sick to go to school, you're too sick to play video games. So, like, if I was homesick, typically I didn't want to play video games anyway. Typically, I did just lay in my bed when I was sick. But, yeah, I mean, I never really missed school for being sick, though. It was normally always just, you know, because I just didn't feel like going.
I did. I would get sick, like, once a winter, like, in the winter. And that'd be about it.
I would get, like, the sniffles and have a headache, but, like, my mom was not letting me stay home from school for that. Like, it was, like, if you were sick, like, you better be puking or pooping or something.
Something better be exiting your
body. Yeah, it wasn't like, okay, you have, like, a little bit of a head cold. Like, no, take some Tylenol, go to school.
I couldn't take Tylenol. Why? I guess I could have taken the liquid stuff.
Why? We're dropping frames again. Yeah, this is awful.
Man. I don't. Facebook just not.
And I have a lot to talk about today.
Do you?
I feel like, yeah.
I got a little bit to talk about. Well, we got March Madness. There's. I feel like there's, you know, quite a bit to talk about that. I'll share the story of what I did to the now wife, and the poor people on stream aren't probably going to hear this because we're in and out. Do you ever accidentally hurt your wife? Or do... I mean, nothing like... Say, not like accidentally not like break her leg or
no,
give
like
her
like a small little pain.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Like, there will be times, like, Taylor will, like, try to like, mess with me or something like that. And, like, me... My mom always would say this, too. Like, you don't know how strong you are. And, like, I don't know, like me, like I'll just like do like a quick one of these or something like that. And Taylor be like, she'll start crying. Like she'll be like, that really hurt. Like legit. Yeah. And like her face gets all red. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. Or I'll do like a quick little flick. That shot it. I was like, I literally did not do anything. What are you? That really, really hurt. And I'm just like, I legit.
I swear I didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, don't tell mom.
And I was like, it was like one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if she's just playing this off and trying to make me feel bad, or I really hurt, because I would never obviously intentionally try to hurt her.
Yeah, yeah. No.
So then I feel awful.
Yeah. So yesterday, since it was so beautiful out, we're like, oh, we'll take Cassie out, right? We'll take her for a nice little walk outside, throw the tennis ball. She's got a couple mini tennis balls. We'll let her chase that. So we get out of the house. We start walking down our field, and the now wife goes off for a little jog with Cassie, and I'm just like, I'm just going to chuck this tennis ball up and land it near her just to give her like a little bit of scare. Like, like, why'd you do that? I throw it. And I just go, oh no, it hit her square in the back of the head. I could not, I don't think I could have done it if I meant to. It was so purely accidental, but it hit so perfectly. And she was just like, ow. I couldn't have done it if I tried, but it happened. And God, it was so funny. You had to be there to see it.
Well, I'll never forget the first time Taylor stayed over at my parents' house. Like when we first started to date, this is still the best freaking story. Have I told you this before?
Yeah, Dylan.
There was that, but I wasn't going down that road. So Taylor is standing. I don't even know how this like happened. I don't even know how like this all came about. But here's me. Like, I mean, obviously, like I really like Taylor. We just like literally started to date like 2 weeks ago. First time she's like staying over at my parents' house, and she's standing on the blanket, and me just not thinking, I pull the blanket, she flies off the blanket, thank God she didn't whack her head, because like down in the basement, it's concrete. I mean, there was carpet there, but it's like thin carpet. She flies back, whacks her tailbone off of the floor. I was like, nope. I said, this is it. She's going to break up with me now because she thinks I'm a douche. But thank God she didn't, like, we laughed about it, and it's still one of the funniest things. Like, but yeah, I mean, you just sometimes, like, especially me, like I just do things without thinking. Like I just, and then like you did in the middle of like throwing it, like, oh no, like yeah. Me, it was like, as I'm pulling the blanket, I'm like, nope, this is not going to end well. Yeah. I was like, this is not going to end well. And I was like, here I am, like, trying to, like, you know, kind of impress her, make her like me, and I'm hurting her already, like, 2 weeks into it, doing stupid stuff. And, like, that should have been her key there, like, run. Like, this isn't going to get any better, because I'm, you know,
Zach is an idiot.
Yeah, I'm not the smartest guy. I do things without thinking all the time. Yeah, like,
that's
I just.
That's how you ended up with two kids.
Well, I thought about it, but. Yeah, I just, you know, that's just how my brain works. It doesn't.
I just want to say, just for the record, the now wife kicks my ass all the time.
She's much stronger than you.
And I literally mean that. She kicks me.
Yeah.
Carrie's
not a gentle human being, and he thinks he is, and it makes it worse. That's always what my mom said, because, like, I am not strong. Like, I know at this point in my life, I am not strong. But, like, you know, maybe compared to Taylor, who maybe is a little weaker than I am, it feels like, you know, maybe it feels like I'm hitting her harder than I felt like I was. I don't know.
I feel like that gives us a great segue talking about men and women and strength.
Oh, boy. We're going to do this?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the March Madness thing, man. So one of the female players in the March Madness tournament tweeted out or Instagrammed out a video and pictures of the difference between the men's weight room and the women's weight room. And I just got to say to the NCAA, they did not try one bit to give the women anything.
I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm just not.
She tweeted out the picture, took a video. And the men had, like, I don't know, a squat racks, you know, just dumbbells from, you know, 2 pounds to 100. And it was just, it was a loaded gym. And then you see the picture for the women's weight room. And it was literally six sets of dumbbells and six yoga mats. And I just don't even know how you defend yourself, especially in this day and age, because you know there's so many platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whatever else.
The one guy in the men's tournament now Instagram. Is TikTok famous. It's Adrian Nunez. He's a point guard or shooting guard for Michigan. He's huge on TikTok.
Yeah, but so one way or another, it's going to get out, especially in the day and age we live in. And they just showed absolutely zero effort to give the women everything. And I think it was the president of the NCAA, whoever, the top guy said, well, it wasn't an issue about money. It was an issue about space. But this is the thing. So he came out with that. And then the same girl said, shot another video. And at first it was of the practice court, which was a full length practice court inside this big like warehouse type place. And then she goes, and here's the scene behind us. And it was just, so the practice court took up maybe like a third of the space. And then behind that, nothing. They had like a dozen chairs set up. But then it was just wide open space where they could have. I'm not saying that it had to. Well, it probably should have. It should be the same amount that the boys get.
Let me ask you but this.
I know where you're going to go because we already talked about it. But they did not even show an effort. At least if they would have thrown up a half a dozen squat racks and gave them more than six sets of dumbbells, like you have to at least make an effort. They just showed zero effort.
This is not my take. This is not how I feel, but I'm just going to pose these questions. Yeah. What do people watch more, men's or women basketball?
Men's.
And what's going to draw more money, the women's tournament or the men's tournament?
Men's.
And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying it's right. It should be equal. All I'm saying is it all comes back. I don't care what the president said. It all comes down to money. It all comes down. Listen, women's sports in general, it's a corrupt thing. It's same thing with women's professional basketball players. They don't get paid nearly as much as what men's do, and
but I feel like that is an issue of the revenue that's brought in. They deserve to make a good wage. Like they shouldn't be.
But it's just one of those things where it's one of those things where if the NCAA is not going to put as much money into the women's stuff because the women are not going to generate the revenue that the men are. The men are going to get the top stuff because they're going to generate more money for NCAA and everything else, and it's not right. But that's exactly what it is. And I don't care what anyone else says, but that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Everything is run by money. And that's
100%.
The men are, and I'll be honest, I don't watch March Madness at all. I cannot get into basketball, men's or women. The men do nothing but whine and cry and flop all over the place. Mm-hmm. And women's basketball, I'm not interested in it. So for me, I'm not watching any of it.
You've got the now
but it's just one of those things where it all comes down to money, and that is not my take. I'm not saying that's me. That's just the facts. Everything always goes back to money. And for me, college sports should be equal across the board. It shouldn't matter. Like
100%.
I know for me, like
they're paid athletes.
Well, like at
this is another conversation.
Yeah, like for me, like at a community college level, we're all treated the same. Like when I played, like. The women got the same stuff the men got, you know, and we didn't even get much, but the stuff that we got, they got as well. Actually, I feel like the women actually got more. Like, I remember the volleyball team got all this stuff, and we got barely anything. But I didn't really care. That for me, like, those things are not – I'm not a really materialistic person when it comes to that. But, you know, from like, at the lower level, it's equal. But when you get to the Division II sports, like they don't even charge you to get into a baseball game there. But like if you go to the Division I level, it's all about money. It's always all about money, and it's not the way that it should be, but it's just the way that this world unfortunately works. There are women that do the same job as men that make less money, and they could be better at the job. It's just the way, unfortunately, the world works currently, and it shouldn't be that way, but
no.
That's just where we're at.
I don't think they would have been in... again, it just comes down to effort. You can listen. The NCAA has got more money than they know what to do with.
It's a corrupt business.
There's no way that's an issue, because it's just not. They have deals, right, to make money for broadcasts and stuff like that.
Says, do they air the women's games enough? They don't air the women's games because people don't watch it. I'm sorry, it's the truth. It's the truth. So they're not going to air the games because they are going to be investing money. It's not my take. I'm just saying it's a business aspect. They're not going to air the games because they're going to lose money on a let's say the NCAA wanted to pay ESPN to air every women's basketball game. They're going to lose out on the deal because the viewership is not high enough. It's not my take. It's just that's how it is. How do I know that? Because I feel like if you look at the numbers, the statistics would show that the men games are going to be watched more than the women's. And I'm not saying,
you could extrapolate from the NBA and WNBA and just kind of make an assumption based off of those numbers.
Yeah, the women are at a severely lower viewership than men's. And again, it's every sport. No one here probably watches MMA, but like, how much crap do the women get? It's only been around for like 8 years, but the women, you have Stephen A. Smith, a public figure, come out and say, women shouldn't fight. Women shouldn't be fighters. Women fights basically are boring. He's a public figure saying that. Mm-hmm. And that's fighting, which people are naturally, most people for some odd reason are naturally drawn to individuals fighting each other. And that's, so for me, like that is very telling. Like, and that's not me personally. I enjoy watching the women fights. But for a casual fan of the sport, they're going to be like, this is boring. I hate this. And it's not that it's right. It's just, and I'm not saying that the women have been given an equal chance. What I'm saying is they haven't been given that chance because the NCAA is not going to take that risk and waste money, which they have the money to blow, but they won't do it because they, based on statistics, would most likely lose money on that deal. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just stating the facts. She's going to get mad. She's going to get mad at me, but
out there, she's gonna be,
but it's not me. It's just the facts. It's every sport. It's does the women's World Cup or whatever it is get the same viewership as the men's? It may be closer because the women's are actually better than the men's in U.S. soccer, but...
And that's actually a huge thing because the men's U.S. soccer team sucks and they get paid way more.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying is it's just... I'm not saying it's right. It's just... That's just, sadly, the world we live in.
Oh, God, I just heard her through the wall. What'd she say? I don't know. She said something...
Don't take it out on me. I'm not saying I feel that way.
All I'm saying is... Okay, back to the original issue, the weight rooms and the disparity between that. All they had to do was make an effort.
And how many years has this has probably happened before?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the first year that's come to light. I guarantee you every single year, men have had more than the women have had. And it's not right, but it's happened every year probably. It's now that we have social media, it makes it worse.
Make an effort.
I agree.
All they had to do is make.
It's not hard to throw up a couple squat racks and make an extra core. I mean, it's not hard to do it. They have the money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I agree with what you said with all the social media platforms.
But I'm
just, it's even more asinine because it's going to be exposed.
I think that this was going to.
But do you think anything's going to happen?
No.
No. And I guarantee you next year, the men are still going to get more than the women.
Well, so then another thing was the food, the difference in food. The men have.
Now that to me is even worse than all the other stuff.
Well, yeah, because there's no reason the food should be any different. The men had like a full buffet with like steak and mac and cheese and, you know, whatever else. And then the women had prepackaged meals with friggin' Salisbury steak, which is disgusting, and just like the mixed frozen vegetables you pull out of the grocery store.
They basically got like a field pack for like the military. Yeah,
basically. So
goodness grief,
NCAA, you have to make a better effort. There should be no difference. it just, there's enough money. So, I mean, the president, even whoever he was, said it wasn't because of the money. We know it probably was, but for the good Lord, just make an effort.
It's sad. Like, it's just not going to change. This will all blow over, and then next year it'll be a little bit better, but I guarantee you it's still going to be at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what's been going on in March Madness. Yeah, I guess the other news in March Madness is there's been a ton of bracket busters this year.
I haven't even watched. I heard Oral Roberts, which I thought was a person. When I saw Oral Roberts beats, what was it, Ohio State? Was that who they beat?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like Oral Roberts like drained the last second three to beat Ohio State. And then I was like, wait a minute, Oral Roberts.
Who names a kid Oral?
Would we be surprised? Would we be surprised? Oh, Oral Hershiser?
That's such a stupid name.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not
such a stupid might as well just name your kid butt plug.
So, I mean, for me, like, I thought it was a person. I mean, that's, I literally just can't. I love to play basketball. I cannot watch basketball at all. NBA, WNBA, March Madness. I don't care what it is. I can't watch it.
The NBA is becoming just like watching sissies. Soccer.
It's
the way they flop.
I can't. I've gotten very picky. I've never really been into it. Hockey, I don't like hockey on TV, but hockey is fun in person to watch. We went to a live basketball game. I thought the experience was cool, but it was not nearly as fun as like watching baseball, or I enjoy watching baseball way more.
I think basketball games are better on TV, to be honest with you. It wasn't fun.
You got to be like right up on the competition right up on the court to I feel like for it to be exciting. Yeah. The same thing with soccer. Like, I know the now wife will hate it, but like, I cannot stand to watch soccer. I thought that the most enjoyable time I've had watching soccer was actually her game.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Other than that, yeah, I can't. I don't like it.
I loved watching the now wife play. I do miss that greatly. And anytime before that, anytime after that, not really interested in watching soccer. But like while she was in college and playing, I would watch her. And then even if there was a game on TV, I'd be like, oh, all right, I'll watch this. And then you just see guys have taken five steps and then tripping on a blade of grass. And femur just broke.
I was like huge into baseball. Like I would watch tons of games. I can't really
watch baseball until the playoffs, to be honest with you.
See, I used to watch, and I still will watch every Yankee game, and I just don't. I used to follow all the news, all the signings, all the trades. I used to follow everything, and then really over the last 2 years, I've kind of phased out. Still die hard in football, but like kind of UFC has kind of been that next. I've just enjoyed it more. I don't know. Like I guess when you've played, I say this all the time. When you play baseball over and over again your whole life, then you finally just get to the point where I don't know, like I'm just kind of over baseball. Like it's been going on since I've been four. Like I just kind of
started at t-ball.
Yeah, well, I only started because my cousin was a year older than me and he knew the people that were like running the team and they're like, yeah, you could play. So I started at four. And I remember the first time I remember this too, which is crazy. I was 4 years old. I hit the ball and I run to third base.
Did you really? Yeah. I wish there was video of that.
Yeah. So yeah, I was one of those.
That
kids.
Does not surprise me one bit.
Zach's just trying to make it up to me now. No, I'm being serious. And I thought you were gonna get mad because I said I can't stand to watch like women's or men's basketball, and I can't really like. I don't like soccer either. But I seriously, the only time I've enjoyed a soccer game was the one game I saw Ange play, and that was it. Because it was actually like action filled, I feel like.
Well, yeah. Well, I would say in soccer, most definitely the women play harder than the men. I don't think there's any doubt there. Because you would go, I mean, at the professional level, at the college level, I didn't watch any high school games, but at those two levels, the women are definitely playing harder. They're definitely diving more, you know, taking those slide tackles, and they get up and play on. And meanwhile, the men, good Lord, like I said, they trip over a blade of grass. Next thing you know, their femur's broken. They're rolling around on the ground screaming. It's ridiculous. I mean, if my quite femur frankly, broke,
I'd be rolling and screaming on the ground, too. That's a pretty devastating injury.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's an imaginary broken femur.
If you break, your femur, that's probably poking out of your leg, probably pretty bad.
Yeah, that would hurt. But no, they're doing it because they're more putting on a show like an actor rather than playing the sport. Being a bunch of sissies.
I wanted to get to Jen's comment. She said UFC is great. If you like UFC, go check out our other podcast, Coffee and KOs.
And KOs 1 on all social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch.
Coffee and KOs podcast, Twitter. UFC podcast, interviewing fighters all the time. It's a great show. And recap shows and preview shows, talk about everything. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out, Coffee and KOs. I agree. And you know, to wrap up this segment of the show,
where are you going?
Women should be treated equal as men.
Okay.
Whew. Yes.
I don't know where you're going.
No. Listen, I didn't say anything that I'm not advocating or saying, yeah, the UFC or the UFC, the NCAA did the right thing. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just spitting facts as to why they did it, and it's not right, but it's just the way of the world.
The now wife will probably kick you in the shin when you walk out the door.
I always wanted to wear a leg kick, so we could try it. goodness. But
you
said
you had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like now I forgot as we're sitting here talking. I know.
Golf, man.
Oh, yeah, golf. I've been working on my golf swing. I'm getting better. Friday, we're going to Topgolf. I think that this year is going to be the... So, listen, first off...
This is going to be the year Zach finally hits a ball off a golf tee.
I think that I got to give myself a round of applause because I have played one round of golf in my life. When I was with you, that was the first time...
You played a round, though?
Okay, I played seven holes. I would say not even half. I'd say probably seven holes. But I feel like I have kind of picked it up semi-quick because I had never gone to a driving range prior to when we would go this past summer. I had never played golf. I've never actually even attempted to hit a golf ball. And I've kind of figured it out.
You've gotten it down to where you can solidly hit a foam ball.
Yes. And I mean, I feel like that will translate to a regular ball. I mean...
Yes and no.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to be hitting 300-yard drives.
No, I think it definitely helped. We're going to find out, I think, sometime this week.
Yeah, I think that I'll be... Listen, I'm not saying I'm going to consistently... There were a couple times today even where I'm that was bad. Back to, you know, but for the most part, I'm consistently getting better. And that's... I feel and it's been kind of quick. I really haven't... I mean, this is only the second time I've hit foam balls since winter.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We'll hit up the driving range.
I mean, we're going to Topgolf Friday, so I mean, that's technically the driving range.
Yeah, but we, there's objectives there. So we need to get you to the driving range to get you shored up and see what we're working with so far this year. But you definitely look better. You don't, good Lord, when you last year, seeing you swing for the first time, it was you're so hesitant in hitting the ball. It's you're afraid to hit the ball.
Nah, I feel like when I try to kill it is when I do really bad. I feel like I got to just be nice and easy, nice backswing, nice, easy follow through. And the ball, the golf ball is small. I mean, I feel like it takes off pretty good. And then after I get my swing down, then start adding a little bit of power to it. And I think that's what... I think that's kind of why I've gotten a little bit better is because I'm not sitting here trying to drive the... There's no way in hell I'm driving the ball 300 yards, so I might as well just stop trying.
How do you think you can get there?
I think right now my max is probably 170. I'd say my max right now is probably 170.
I think you could get that up to 250 by the end of the summer.
You think?
We'll see. I mean, what's making you go through this phase where... I mean, you are a very physical person. We go through phases all the time. Video games, fishing...
So whenever I say I'm out on something, I'm never out on something because it's the competitive nature of listen, I'm way past my prime in any sort of athletics, but it's seeing all of you guys do it. It's in my mind, I'm I have to do this. I'm not competitive. I'm not going to go and think I'm going to be better than you in golf, but
you just want to put up a good effort.
Yes. And I'm a guy that I don't have to win, but I have to know that I can do it. So It was very discouraging first time I go out on the golf course, which it really honestly shouldn't have been because it's my first time ever golfing. Like, yeah. I shouldn't really have been that discouraged. But so I'm the type of person for like 3 days, I'm like, screw this sport. And then in my head, especially like when I lay down, when I lay down at night, like I go through all these things in my head. I'm like, there is no reason why I cannot hit a ball that is just sitting still. Like, I could never hit in baseball. But I always was able to make contact. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it was like, there is no reason why in baseball I could hit a ball thrown at me, but I cannot hit this little ass ball that is sitting here in front of me.
Quite honestly, it's amazing how, I'm not going to sit here and say it's freaking hard, but it's harder than you would think to put a good swing on the golf ball.
I think right now I'm not really... There was a couple times today where I felt like I put a good swing on. But like I'm not consistently putting a good swing on it, but I'm consistently getting it in the air.
Feeling what you're doing wrong and making a change?
Yes. So like when I hit the top of the ball, it's because I like almost roll over like I do like in baseball, like you would do in baseball. Pretty similar to that. I also feel like I need to keep my feet closer. I feel like I do way worse in a wider stance. And I
think you try and power up too much when you're wider.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm not comfortable. I feel like I'm more comfortable when I'm more upright. And I also, and I don't know if this is weird or not, I feel like I do better when I kind of have like an open stance.
Okay.
Not like a ridiculous open stance, but like maybe like my left foot halfway. To my, like, does that make sense?
Sure. Maybe it allows you to get your hips through. I don't know. Maybe
I have no idea. I don't know anything golf terminology whatsoever. But all I know is I feel like.
You know what a birdie is. You know what par is, right?
Yeah.
That's all you really need to know.
I feel like I'm starting to figure it out. So I'm kind of excited about it. I don't know if it'll be a phase. Like, the thing is, like, I'm not playing baseball anymore. Like, I used to play in adult league. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not really doing anything. Like, I need something like a physical activity that I can do, not all the time, but every once in a while. And I feel like golf is something that I feel like if I was still hitting these golf balls and I was doing awful, like I wasn't making any improvements, I would have given up. But I've made improvements, so now I'm like, all right, I think I can figure this out.
Just teasing yourself.
You're probably right. Because I'll probably go there and I'll be just as bad. No, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I think you'll make improvements.
I don't even care if I shoot a freaking 150. I just want to be able to finish the course.
I think we need to sit down and we need to make a list of things we need to do this summer. Like, we need to run, like, 3 times a week this summer. We need to go fishing, like, 15 times this summer. We need to go
like
golfing.
Like a summer bucket list.
Yeah. We need to go golfing, like, 18 holes.
Five, ten times
this summer. Because
it's just going to be tough because of baseball. I still coach. If I wasn't coaching, it'd be easy money. We'd be able to do that with no problem.
Yeah, but I mean, even we could even, you know, like just hit up the driving range on the before or after the tournaments, like on our way home maybe.
I mean,
Saturdays is going to be hard because we have UFC.
Yeah, and also the other thing is on like we're going to be working. Like this is probably going to be the most I've worked in a summer in 2 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're working with me, so all you have to do is say, honey, we're working a little late today, and you and I just run to the driving range real quick, that's all.
I mean, listen,
you take Fridays off, and you tell Taylor, I gotta go to work on Friday, and we just go golfing, man.
Yeah, you think the boss is gonna let you take off on a Friday?
Maybe.
Meaning your dad and Angelica? Yeah, you got two bosses you gotta abide by.
I don't know. I feel like once spring, summer, and fall come, like first day of fishing, we're all hyped up. We're getting our rods ready the night before. We go hit up Walmart and get 4 of the same lures that we use every year.
I just every time I buy those lures, I just see like flashbacks of every time I'm gonna lose the lure because I at least the first day. I go through at least 2, and like that's a lot because they're $5 a piece.
Bucks a piece, yeah.
So that's $10 right there, right in the fish's mouth that they're eventually just gonna die, and then someone else can get
rust out. Relax.
I'd rather them die. Good Lord. We do kill them after we catch them.
Well, yeah, but to eat them, not just to kill them.
Well, they took. Listen, you take money from me.
I will kill you.
I'm the mafia man. For trout.
No, but I'm just saying, we get so hyped up, and then spring, summer, and fall, so we'll go that first day, or we'll go that first time golfing, we'll go that first time driving range.
We'll be like, this is so much fun, we gotta do this more, and then it never happens.
And then it just end up working all the time or whatever, which...
Yeah, this is my thing. Like, I can do those things, but I have to involve Taylor more. I feel like that's the one thing. Yes. I feel like that's the one thing, is I feel like excluded her, and I feel like...
Yeah, but it's tough, though, because of her work schedule.
Yeah.
It's not like she works 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
I think it would be really cool.
No, we're not doing it.
if Topgolf, she enjoys it, maybe we can do
a couple's golf outing. That might be rough.
Why? I mean, Ange's pretty good.
Yeah, she's not bad.
She's better than me.
She's been golfing before.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Taylor would be a little rough because she's never, I've seen her swing a bat. Like, she's a slap bunt. She was like a slap bunt type.
She might be good at putting then.
She's pretty good at mini golf. But I think that would be fun. That's the thing. Like, Taylor, this is what kills me. Like, the other day, so like, we've been trying to do like Saturdays before I come over here. Typically, like, we'll go do something. She goes, yeah, we can go for a walk. I said, great. Where you want to go? She said, the Crossings. I said,
that's
no,
not a walk. I said,
honey, I love you. I said, I'm not going shopping. I said, 2 weeks ago, we went on a date, and where'd we go? King of Prussia, shopping. I was like, I am shopped out. I'm an online shopper as it is. I hate going to the stores to shop. I'd much rather just shop online. And what absolutely killed that, I was just laughing. And she's like, what are you laughing? I was like, everything with you involves shopping. I said, this is why I don't want to do anything, because I don't want to go shopping. Like, I'll go walk anywhere else. We could go walk through Harlem before we go shopping.
Why don't we take the girls and take the dogs for a hike?
Well, I was like, we could take Rex. We can go over to South and walk that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a fine walk.
How much do you wish you still lived on Lenox Street now that you have Rex?
I mean, I wouldn't have had him, though, if I lived there.
Oh, true.
So,
okay, hypothetically speaking, you lived on Lenox Street and you still had Rex.
Listen,
drive 45 minutes just to
I don't
on
like
a
Salt
walk.
Creek, but I was thinking about this today. It is, I know I don't have grass, but it is nice to have my own outdoor space. Like, you know.
You at least have your own deck that's not attached to another person.
If we wanted to, like, play quoits in front of the deck or behind, like, we could. Mm-hmm. I mean, we wouldn't. It wouldn't make sense. You could play right on the deck. But I'm just saying, if we wanted to, we could. I can do whatever. I could put, I don't know if I could really grow
you
grass
weed
there.
Back
but
anytime you want.
I could put grass, I guess, there if I wanted to, but.
Then you got to cut it. Is it worth it?
No, I don't think so.
Then you got to get a lawnmower. Either that, you're weed whacking it the whole time, pulling your extension cord with you.
But I was thinking about that today. I was like, man, like, this is the first time in 3 years, 4 years that I've had, like, a yard. Like, not a yard, but, like, my
space.
Own outdoor space. Like, I've been living in these apartments with other people and just nowhere to, like, do anything, and I can finally have my own spot, so... As much as Salt Creek kind of sucks because it's all the way up there, like, it's so much nicer than being in like a small apartment.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, yeah, nobody wants to be in a small apartment. Some people do. Some people love the city and love it.
Well, if I was like a single, probably not. The only way is if I was like a single person. But the thing is, like, I feel like if I was single, I'd have a hard time living by myself. I'm not a very outgoing person, but I love to hang out with my friends. I don't like...
Do you have multiple?
Well, I have like three. but I don't know. Like, I don't mind like the quiet, but I feel like if I lived by myself for a long period of time, it would be boring.
Yeah.
I would be sleeping here part of the time. I'd be here like... that second bedroom would probably literally be mine. Because I feel like that's the thing. Like, It's good for... I know, like, when I go away, when we would go to like Snyder's for like 2 days, like... Yeah, I'm with you guys, but, like, I miss Paisley and Hudson and Taylor, like...
Why?
That's the thing, like, you get so, like, yeah, some peace and quiet, but, like, after 2 days, you're like, man,
I miss
that little psychopath, yeah. And I, you know, Hudson doesn't ever bother me, but, you know...
I'm a little snip.
She goes crazy, but, like, you're like, man, I kind of miss... It's so weird how that works. so weird how life, you're like, 1 minute, oh, I just need some peace and quiet. And then you get like 24 hours of peace and quiet, and you're like, man, it's almost too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's how humans work. The Now Wife wanted me to talk about, so are you going to do Spartan Race with us this year? Or probably Savage not. Race, whatever? Why? It gives you something to work towards. It gives you a reason to get in shape.
I have a reason. I'm sick of being fat. I don't need a Savage Race to... Region?
Reason.
Give me an extra region?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. When do you need a no-buy?
I don't know. So she asked me, I think it was this weekend or so. It was recently. I think it was this weekend. She asked me if I was going to do it with her. And she goes, I'm going to do both races. I said, oh, how much is that? 7 miles? And she goes, well, first off, she goes, I'm going to do both races. They're the same day. So there's like a big one and a small one. We did the 3 mile one.
I'm not doing that.
No, neither am I. I couldn't handle the 3 mile one to begin with. It was a miracle I made it through that, and I was so exhausted for the next 2 days. But I said, how much is that? 7 miles? Because I was like, well,
it's gonna be like 15 or something.
Like that. I'll go take like a horse steroid or something and make my way through it. She goes, no, it's 10. I said, what? You're going to do 10 miles with obstacles in the same day? She goes, yeah, I really want the Savage Race Syndicate, they call it. You get like a bigger medal for doing
She loves races. Like awards and stuff. Me, like for me, I'm like, an award for me is like I lost 10 pounds. Like I don't need a physical award.
It's like a sense of accomplishment for her. But that woman is crazy.
Yeah, no way.
There's not... I have a tough enough time doing 10 miles in the car without falling asleep.
I don't care if they paid me to do the Savage Race. I would not be doing it.
The 3 mile, okay, I can work through it. But then a 7 mile in on top of the 3 mile? There's no way.
No. Those are the tryhards.
Well, yeah, I don't understand how anybody could want to do that.
No. Yeah, no.
That's almost a half marathon.
No, thanks. I'll stick to...
Apple pie and UFC.
And my little, you know, I'll run up like the Salt Creek Hill. That's good for me.
I don't even want to do that. I feel like that's worse than running a Savage Race.
No.
Yeah.
1 mile with a hill, I'll take that any day over 3 miles.
Good Lord, it's a mile?
So my plan is to run down the hill first, then you go on St. Andrews, you run around St. Andrews. Brings you out to almost the dumpsters. And then you go down and then back.
Dude, that's probably 2.5 miles.
And then up the hill.
No, you'll have to call EMS and get an ambulance to carry me up that hill by that time. There's no way I'm making it up.
You're doing
it. I'm not running at Salt Creek. First, I don't want to get murdered and or robbed.
No, people walk there all the time.
Yeah, strapped.
No.
Yes.
It's a bunch of old people that run around there. I saw a guy
walking with a shotgun.
Get out of here.
I didn't
say apple butter.
But I'm what?
That's what Taylor says whenever you're lying.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. I never heard it either. But her mom does the same thing.
Apple butter?
Apparently, you can't say it with a straight face if you're lying.
Apple butter. Zach, you're really cool. Apple butter.
Yeah, well, that's. No, I don't mind the hill, man. I'm looking forward to it. I really want to run in the mornings, but then I like wake up because I'm always up at 6 o'clock anyway.
I'm not gonna run with you in the mornings.
But you already told me you're not running with me
at Salt Creek.
Exactly. So
you run around here.
No, I'm not driving here.
You're always here. You didn't think about that, did you?
No. So
3 laps around this loop is a mile.
Okay.
And it goes pretty quick.
We can run around here then, but like. When we're at Salt, so Thursday's my house then. Salt Creek. I don't know. We'll see. My plan is, and it sucks because I'm awake at like 6 o'clock anyway because I don't sleep. So I'm like, yeah, I could go for a run. Like I'm awake. This is fine. I look at the temperature and it's 20 degrees. I'm like, I'm not running when it's 20. I cannot run when it's 20 degrees. Like I can do like 40, 30, like high 30s, like that feeling that you know it's going to be warm. But like 20, that is way too cold. I can't do it. And it sucks because like I'm awake. I'm ready to go. I can run. And then I'm like, I always look at the temperature on my phone. I was like, oh, it's only 25. I'm not going to run when it's 25.
I mean, Mr. Cool, one of our old guidance counselors, you know, you see him.
Running a blizzard.
Yeah.
Negative degrees.
Really cold outside today, but I did.
I feel 10 like I'd be coughing up blood.
And it's like 18 degrees out. I'm like, you're absolutely nuts. So like, I get that people need exercise. You may be an exercise addict. But I think at that point, you need to go get yourself some Exercise Anonymous help. Because that's
or just get a treadmill.
Or just, yeah, or what are those?
Elliptical, Peloton, yeah. No.
There was something I was going to say, and now I can't remember it.
Yeah, it's the thing is, like, I mean, you run in the cold, you warm up. It's not necessarily that. Oh, it's like it's the breathing aspect of the cold. It's not the cold itself as far as running, because you get
never
warm.
Inhaled ice?
No.
It's cold.
But I can't, like, afterwards, I am hacking up a lung forever when I run in the cold. It's awful.
It's also because it's so extremely dry.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm a fat guy in the winter through and through. Like, I'm not doing any exercise in the winter.
You gotta, oh God.
Fatten up.
Yes, exactly. You know, you gotta get ready for hibernation. But I was gonna say, yeah. So since it was so nice, I think it was Saturday night. I'm like, man, I'm gonna open up the window and.
Oh my God! I was here. 2 seconds of that window being open, I was freezing. That's part of the reason why I went and took a shower.
This was when Angelica and I were going to bed. I was like, I start to open the window, and she's like, "You're gonna open the window? It's only supposed to be 30 out tonight." But because it was so warm the whole day, and then like even up until that point, but then I opened the window, and she said that, I was like, I guess it was wishful thinking on my part because it was so nice out. I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, I turned the AC. I mean, I turned
the AC sorry, off.
I turned the heat off like during the day.
Yeah.
And by nighttime, I'll forget to turn it on. And like last night, Taylor goes, I'm so cold, I can't sleep. And for me, I can sleep perfect. I don't care. It could be 50 degrees in my house. Like, as long as I'm under the covers, I can sleep fine. Yeah, that's true.
Emma all laying on top.
So, but Taylor's like, I can't sleep, it's so cold. I was like, so turn the heat on. It's like she's going to ask my stamp of approval to turn the heat on. I said, I typically like to keep it off in the bedroom, but like, it was freezing. I looked at the thermostat. I was like 60 in the house, so I had to turn the heat on.
We forgot to turn the mini split on for the living room last night. So when we woke up and came out to the living room, I had to wrap it. I came out in my long johns and pants, and I put on my thermal flannel hoodie, and I still wrapped a blanket around me because it was absolutely freaking freezing.
Yeah, whoever did the insulation did a shit job.
Well, it's tough when it's only 30 degrees out.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's getting warmer. And then before you know it, it'll be so hot. We'll be like, it's so hot. But I'll take it any day.
Exactly. I always say that. I will take the dog days of summer over the freezing cold winter anytime. Because at least you can be in shorts and a cutoff or a t-shirt.
And you don't feel so bad because, like, you'll go outside, you'll sweat, and you kind of, and like, you'll do a little activity, and you'll feel like you actually got, like, a little bit of a workout in. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like such a slob when you come in from outside in the summer, where, like, in the wintertime, I could shovel for the whole freaking driveway and I'm still feel like a slob.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. All right, man. You ready to get? Have you talked enough today?
Yeah, I feel like this was a good show.
Yeah, when do we
minus
have
Facebook
a bad show?
Just
yeah,
being awful,
the
but
cutting out.
I don't really remember what my derailment is.
It's gotta be something.
The thing is, it hasn't been too bad for me. I feel like. I mean, I'll say this, like, I mean, I can't really go into specifics, but, you know, my biggest thing is, like, when someone tells me that I can do something, and then I do it, and then I get yelled at for doing it, like, that drives me crazy. Or, like, when I'm getting...
Dude, the now wife was just kidding when she said you can't hit the golf ball.
When so there's other issues, like bigger issues that could be solved or addressed, and like they're focused on me doing something that you know wasn't that serious. I would say like that's something that bothers me, and that's about as far as I can go with it, or I will go with it. But also technology, Facebook, you suck.
Yeah, seriously, Facebook. Yeah, man. I mean, I really didn't have a bad week, I guess. Nothing over drivers.
I mean, that's every freaking week.
Yeah, you could, I mean, you could do that.
You can tell COVID's slowing down because all the idiots are back.
Yeah, honest to God. People still don't know how to yield. They don't know how to merge. God, what could I go on? You know what? I don't know. I feel like I've gotten to the point where I blank every time it's my turn to go for a derailment.
Yeah.
And I know we have plenty of things to complain about because we complain about them all week long until we get to our derailment. And then we go, oh, crap. We can't remember it. My derailment's my memory because I know there's so much more things, so many other things that I want to talk about on the podcast every week. And I never remember to write them down, and I never just flat out remember them to talk about them when it comes to the show. So I'm going memory TKO.
No, nope, this isn't coffee and KOs.
I'm going my memory. Just get it together, Carrie. Honest to God. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this episode of the Total Trainwreck Podcast. Thanks for hopping on.
It's time for pie.
It's time for pie. Zach's ready for pie. As always, you can find us on Facebook.com/TotalTrainWreck and also on Twitch.tv/TotalTrainWreck where you can find us every Monday night at 8 p.m. where we live stream every episode. You can find us on Twitter at TheTrainWreck00 and Instagram, but we don't use either of those. And we'll see you next week.